Medford School District Administrator Pat Sullivan on the happenings of this past Monday's school board meeting.
You know, we started the meeting with a public hearing because we had put before the board some waiver requests that we had to have the board pass before we would be able to submit them to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. And what I'm talking about is we asked for a waiver on the number of hours of instruction for the year. This isn't something we'll need to use, but we were advised, and a lot of districts have done it, just in case there is, again, some kind of shutdown, whether it's by the state or maybe even the district shuts down. You're seeing districts shut down, like, for 2 weeks. It just gives you that, again, it would give you a waiver on not meeting the minimum number of hours. Now, we would still do the virtual, and we'd still be offering instruction, but this takes that all out of the question, whether that would count or not, and so we applied for that waiver. We also applied for a waiver for educator effectiveness. Now, educator effectiveness is requirements by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction for teachers. It's assignments. It's things that they have to do every year. They're quality things. They're professional education things. But we've asked this year to get a waiver so our teachers do not have to do those requirements just this year. They'll come back next year. But with everything else going on and the amount of stress that our staff is under, we felt like this would be one thing. Let's take one thing off their plate, because really we've added about three or four things to their plate this year. So the board did approve both those waivers. And then we heard from we had some community members there last night, and they were there to share their opinions and their concerns about some of the recent decisions. The board then did really have they had that on the agenda to discuss some of those things. So like the quarantining, we also had Patty Krug there. We were very very thankful that Patty found time. She's a very busy person right now, and she's with the Taylor County Health Department. But she came in and she talked about how when a student is identified as a positive, tests positive for COVID-19, how the health department then informs the school district. It might be, say, a student at the high school, and they request the seating chart for every class that student was in. Then they start their contact tracing, and she cleared up some things, like it doesn't have to be face to face. So if the person is positive and whoever is sitting behind that student, to the left and right of that student, and obviously in front of that student, if they're within 6 feet, then they are a close contact, and they do have to be quarantined. So she explained how that went, and the board saw no reason to do anything different other than to follow the recommendations from the health department, quarantining students. So then we talked about homecoming. Unfortunately, the homecoming parade, we had a permit from the city of Medford for the parade, and the city of Medford rescinded that permit. So they're not allowing us to have the parade, and they're basing that on recommendations from the state health department that communities not hold parades. We had talked about this, really a month or better ago as a school district, about the idea that maybe we're not going to be able to have a parade in the city. Would we do one on campus? And we were considering that, but that was prior to the recommendation coming from the state health department. And also, the county health department agreed with that recommendation that the state put out not to hold parades. So, we did decide to cancel the parade and not even consider then having one on the campus up at the high school. So that was the thought, that maybe we could do something up there. But again, when we were thinking about that, there was no recommendation coming out from the health department at the state level to go away from parades. So the dance has also been canceled. We still have a lot of activities planned for homecoming on Friday, and really all week. The students are still doing their hall decorating and the dress up days. Those are all going on. On Friday, we have a pep assembly. Well, we have an all day of fun activities. We've rented a lot of almost like carnival like attractions, and the kids will have all day on the campus of the high school to do those things. They'll also then finish with a pep assembly, which will be outside on Raider Field, where we can spread out in the bleachers and on the track, and we'll crown the new king and queen. So all those things are gonna happen. But unfortunately, due to COVID-19, some things obviously have been canceled.
More on the recent Medford School Board meeting after this.